Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm at the HD show in Las Vegas, and I'm in the Interface Hospitality space with Charlie Knight, the Vice President. Charlie, how you doing?
Doing very well, Kemp. Thanks. How are you?
I'm good. Gorgeous space here. I walked the show yesterday and ran into David Oakey, so I know you've got one of your key designers here who's always on the hunt for the next look. It looks like you've got a nice blend of LVT and modular carpet. Tell us how that battle's going right now.
You know, for us, it's going really well. We're finding that getting into the resilient business has kind of been a catalyst for us to grow both our modular carpet and the resilient business, so it's been great. Our integrated system of, you know, modular resilient flooring and also modular carpet has proven to be a great marriage that solves a lot of key problems for customers. And for that, we're finding kind of new customers and new places to play.
Yeah, let's talk about this word you just used, system, because we're standing here in your space, and I'm seeing what some people would call the frame of a room in a wood look, and then I'm seeing modular carpet in the middle, and it's actually kind of a high-low. It's really pretty because it looks like it's got an area rug. Very keenly, what you've done here is replace what some properties are doing, which is putting down two floors, right?
That's right. We like to call it redundant flooring. A lot of times I'll ask an asset owner why they're covering their floor twice. It's not required. It's not necessary. And so we can hopefully give them a really elevated aesthetic. We can solve, you know, a lot of the noise problems they have by having the LVT and a textile in the room, but we can do it without covering the floor twice.
Most people who know Interface know that you're not the cheapest player in town, and we're in a sector of the business that likes to buy on price, and you were telling me a minute ago you're taking market share. So how's that work?
Well, I think at the end of the day, Kemp, what we try to do is we try to find places in the market and understand unique problems that Interface can solve using our systems approach. And when we do that, and we do that well, we'll generally create a really elegant, simple solution that brings value to a customer that's worth paying for. And we have, I think Interface has a legacy of doing that for customers, and I think in this particular space and vertical, it's no different.
So let's talk. Interface obviously plays mostly in the commercial market. You obviously have your floor business that crosses over. As you look at the vertical sectors and commercial, this is really the only one with a lot of life, isn't it?
Well, this one's still really strong. I mean, it's still going great guns. You know, if you listen to a lot of the panel discussions out there throughout the year, there's still a lot of cautious optimism out there because the business is good. Demand continues to outpace supply and the supply that's coming on. So, well, I think there are those who kind of look out there in the future and are looking for the shoe to drop a little bit. Right now, the environment is very positive.
So tell us, when people come into the show, what are you talking to them about this year?
We're just talking about the custom capability that Interface Hospitality has, the ability to receive a customer's inspiration, understand their palate, understand what they're trying to accomplish in a space, how they're trying to relate that to a hotel guest and what they want the hotel guest to interact with, and then how our custom process can help them see their vision fully realized.
I wish this was video so I could show folks, but you have in one area a lot of high-low texture and a very striking product that's a, you know, classic Interface along the lines of biophilia. And then you also have some planks of modular tile that look like standard cut pile, but it's really striking because of the tonal differences that you're doing. So you really are showing a lot of capability here.
We are. You know, one of the things that we're trying to do is to demonstrate some versatility, and with this plank product that's really almost a shag texture, I think it's a really, really modern take on a kind of a quasi-residential look and feel, which, as you know, a lot of folks in the lodging industry are trying to accomplish and aspire to. And so I think what we're demonstrating in this booth are a handful of different aesthetics. The conversation we're having is we're demonstrating how we have, again, received that inspiration from a specifier and helped them go through our process to see their vision realized. And in doing so, what we've demonstrated is a handful of very, very different aesthetics, a handful of very different looks on the floor, realized through the same process.
All right. This show, HD Expo, this BDNY show as well, how does this show compare, and how does this show compare over last year?
We've been really pleased so far this year at HD. I think our location is great. We've had a lot of really wonderful conversations. And it feels like I say that every year, but the truth is that our business has grown. We've been able to earn a lot of really meaningful customer relationships that keep coming back over and over again, and that continues to grow. We've had a lot of those conversations this week, so it's great. I think when you compare HD to BDNY, just kind of a different thing. You know, the East Coast show, it's probably a little easier to manage. You have, because you have so many of the large hotel companies based on the East Coast, you tend to have a little bit of a different attendance. If you look at the demographic or the profile of the people who are attending, a little bit different than HD versus BDNY, but both are very worthwhile. Obviously, we show up at both, and we try to put our best foot forward at both, and we're really pleased to be here this week. It's been well worth our time.
Well, my compliments to your space here. It's really kind of catchy and should work well for you. Again, been talking to Charlie Knight, the Vice President of Hospitality with Interface, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaLA.net.